side, how would you assess the season for yourself?
Well, I thought it was, a bit of a growing year for me. Obviously coming out of junior last year and getting a taste at the end was kind of put my foot in the door. But really, until you get that first full year, you don't go through the ups and downs. And, it was definitely a tough year for me. The broken foot in training camp and then, followed by the broken foot at the end of the year just made it hard. But, it was a good year, like a lot of growth. I found in my game, and it was good to be able to learn under Pazzi and Mo, and they just helped me make a lot of big strides. And I thought I felt strong and comfortable right before that injury. I felt like I was ready, and unfortunately that's not how it worked out. But at the end of the day, I knew it might take a year, and it's going to be about this summer. I got a long time and building for next training camp.
So you have a pretty clear picture as to what you need to do and what you need to work on to get to that next level.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had that a good enough taste of pro hockey. I understand, that step and how important it is. But I think this summer it's just more about me taking some time to make sure I'm coming in, in good shape for training camp next year, coming in the shape that I left at the end of the year, and tweaking a couple things. But I'm excited about the opportunity. We were really blessed here to have good support and good coaching staff, and with Mike Keane watching over our shoulder all the time, it's been really nice. So we're, this young group is excited about getting a chance to play next year.
Did you see a certain part of your game progress as the year went on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our team struggled, right? So offensively, I'm a guy that's a big time beneficiary of, a goal scoring team and being on a line that, with guys that, he put up numbers. And so this year it was hard, being able to not be able to go to the well and having that offensive production that I'm, was used to in the past. But that's why it helped me grow as a player, coming in, finding the positives in nights where, there weren't a lot of positives to find. And, embracing a bit of more of a role this year, which was different. But it was a learning opportunity for me. And I felt like I rolled with the punches and grew as the year went on. And I definitely left the season, before I got injured, feeling my best and feeling like I was right there. So I felt like, the year did what it should. It, helped me grow and helped me develop as a player. And I know that going into this summer, I know what I need to do, and I'm going to be that much more ready for camp next year.
What do you need to do to make the Winnipeg Jets out of training camp next year, and what does that involve this off season?
Well, I think I just need to come in the way that I left, like I said. As long as I do that, I think that, being that the circumstances that are out of my control are line up, then I don't think that there's a reason that I shouldn't. But outside of that, I think, I just got to worry about what I can control, and that's making sure that I'm coming in and, in tip-top shape and making sure that I just take advantage of the opportunity that I get, whatever it may be next year, whether it's, playing with Armia or playing with whoever, Thorbs or whoever is back. And that's, what's important is that I take advantage of that opportunity and stay healthy. I mean, I gotta stay healthy. I can't be getting hurt in training camp. So that's the idea. And that's what I'm going to go, into the summer looking at.
Do you follow the team as far as the depth chart goes and the upcoming expansion draft to kind of see where you might be able to fit in?
I mean, I could. I know what's going on. I'm not oblivious, but, trying to foresee stuff like that is always hard. You never know, who's going to get picked up in the off season, what's going to happen in that sense. But yeah, I know that, there's going to be some spots up for grabs next year.
One of the things we talked earlier in the year is there's really only one Brendan Lemieux, right? I mean, you talked about how you can bring something unique to an organization that maybe there isn't a lot in this organization. So you have that unique role that you feel you can play. Maybe just describe what that role that you see yourself in the NHL playing?
Well, I think, yeah, I guess that's a way of putting it. I do bring something that, not a lot of other guys can bring, but I think it's just being really hard to play against. So there's guys that are, can put up numbers, but that just do it quietly. And I'm not one of those guys. When I'm on the ice, generally you're going to see me out there. I'm going to, draw a little bit more attention than some other guys, and I'm going to, just make it really hard on the other team. And that's kind of always what I've prided myself on being, is hard to play against. And sometimes that gets under the skin of the opponent. Sometimes it doesn't, but You know, that's what I try to do each and every night and be, you know, the hardest working guy on the ice. And so next year, hopefully, I get a chance to do that up top.
And just building off that, do you watch a lot of playoff hockey now? You see, even in this first week, guys that play that style often excel at this time of year, right? You look at Zach Cassian, two straight game winners for the Oilers, Tanner Glass. I mean, guys who maybe they're not seen as the biggest scorers, but when the games get toughest, they seem to emerge. Is that the kind of player you see yourself as?
Yeah, I mean, I was watching that Oilers game there and Cassian, and that's definitely, you know, that mold of player that I want to fit into. And so that's what's exciting. That's what was so hard about this year, and that's why I said it was a real growth year, is because I'm not playing hockey right now. And I've never in my life been not made the playoffs. So that's, you know, a tough pill to swallow, and so you can't ever sit back and say you had a good year when you didn't make the playoffs, because you didn't make the playoffs. And so it's definitely been disappointing, and I want to be a guy that's good, hard to play against in the playoffs. You know, I want to help put my team in the playoffs, but I got to be there. So it's definitely been a growing year, and that's what I pride myself on, is being a guy that's good late, you know, in the summer hockey. And so it's disappointing, but I know that I have faith in, you know, the organization, and that we're going to be there, you know, and we're not and we're part of a young group of guys that is hungry for success, and a lot of good players, and Jack and Kyle and Noj, and, you know, we're excited, and Chase, and we're excited about the opportunity to help push the pace up top and, you know, get the big club in the playoffs, and that, because that's what we really want to do.